This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Thursday, low-lying Thursday. It's Thursday, April 23rd, it's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. I have some guests who is joining me via Zoom. I'm kind of excited about them. I tend to invite them on the show every so often when they have a spectacular event. And they have an event soon. And I say, hey, come. Come and talk to me about it. I'm trying to get it up on my phone as I get them onto the Zoom line. This event is going to be an evening under the stars. It's a throwback party, and it's going to be held, put on by St. Augustine's College PTA homecoming weekend. I have some guests on Zoom. I'm just going to, hopefully they're ready, that they can introduce themselves and then tell me what all the PTA is doing. Welcome. This is Guardian Radio AM. Are you there to hear me? And are you able to speak? Yes.
Good morning, Mr. Nuri. Good morning, Bahamas. We're so excited this morning to let you know about the Evening Under the Stars to be held at St. Augustine's College. Joining us, we have our team here, members of the PTA board, Mr. Rutherford and myself, Synovia Miller, as well as Ms. McPhee on the line.
Okay. Good morning, everybody.
And welcome. I'm always excited to have PTA members, parents, basically, who are intimately involved in developing the schools and making sure that the kids are getting the perfect education that they need. And I know that SAC PTA is very active. Right, I know you had an election like that was last year. You have a new president now. You correct me if I'm wrong. That's Mr. That's Edgecombe. Who is the president?
Thelmer.
Okay. Now, first of all, let's start over. I want to know who's the board president, the secretary, and everyone, and then we could go on about this big event that you all have in Under the Stars.
Okay. So Carl Thelmer is the president. I think the board secretary, so I don't have all of the information on the other board members at the present time, but it's a very, very interactive board that is comprised of both parents as well as representatives. The teacher representatives are really important in terms of bridging that link between the parents and the board at large.
Good. So now the PTA in general, the parents, the teachers, and the administration is having an event. You have a planned event, and when is this event?
Yes, so this event, we're so excited. It's going to be held May 1st at St. Augustine's College. So all the alumni of St. Augustine's College will be aware that we have a section at the college that is called Red Square. Red Square tends to be an area where things are just red. And so May 1st, the gates will open at 7:30 p.m. and the tickets are going for $30. Listen here. This event is an event to be at. For those that would have attended last year, I am sure you can attest to this, that you cannot miss this event. We have DJs from all over the Bahamas. We have our vendors who will be selling, you know, whatever type of drinks you may want, whatever type of food you may want. I mean, this event is just in the Bahamas, and we are excited that it's upcoming again.
So this is going to be on Friday, May 1st?
Yes, Friday, May 1st.
And who's supposed to attend this event? Is this a SAC event where only SAC members attend?
This event is actually open to everyone in the Bahamas. It's hosted by the PTA of St. Augustine's College, but it's actually open to all of our rivals, all of our friends. We're looking forward to seeing persons from St. John's, QC, St. Anne's, all of C.R. Walker, wherever you may be from in the Bahamas. This event is open to you. It's an event where you just escape from the entire week. You know, after a hard week, Monday to Thursday, I mean, Friday is just a day we need to escape.
And you mentioned that as a throwback party. What do you mean by throwback party?
Throwback party simply meaning we're going to have a lot of old school music. You know, when music really used to be music, that's the kind of music we're going to be playing at this event. Music that persons can relate to all the way from like 1967 and up. So we have music running from the 90s, the 80s, 2000, combination of music that will be taking place.
So the music will be done in eras, like the 80s, the 90s, and so on.
Well, we've left that in the hands. We've left it in the hands of the DJ. And yes, they will be doing the music in eras.
So the event starts at 7:30 on Friday, you said?
Yes. So the gates open at 7:30.
Okay. Well, how many times have you had this event? Is this the first soon-to-be annual, or this has been happening for a while?
Yes. Yeah, so this is the second year that we're actually holding this event. Last year has been so successful, and we've had a lot of requests for the continuation of this event. And so we just thought that this would be a time that we can get together as a community and just enjoy each other's company and basically talk and have fun.
And where can I find tickets?
So I'll say this. The SAC alumni network is fairly vast. Any SAC alumni in the different classes, the different graduation years, has the tickets, but also the tickets can be purchased at SAC's front office, also Comprehensive Pharmacy on Madera Street in the Edenwell building. Any of the PTA board members, or they can call 477-7362 or 558-1069. I'll call those numbers again. 477-7362 or 558-1069. Tickets are also available at SAC's front office or the Comprehensive Pharmacy on Madera Street in the Edenwell building.
Is this an adult-only event, or I could bring my children?
No, the event is an adult-only event. It's an adult-only event. We want to hang out and have a good time. And, you know, this is one of those nights that we will leave the children with the babysitters.
And
the babysitters can feed the children.
And what about cash venue? Is it cashless? Like, bring my credit card, or I have to bring cash?
Yes, so this is a cash event.
Okay. So it's $30 to get inside. And which gate do I use? Because I know SAC has two entrances.
Yes, so you can enter from either areas. You can enter from the Prince Charles gate. That gate will be open. Once you turn into Prince Charles, you will see there will also be a gate, entry gate to the event for Prince Charles. Or you can come from the Bernard Road over the hill section. So both sections will be open that evening.
And is it
That's correct. Is it
a lot of parking, or there'll be someone who will be guiding persons who come in to experience this event?
So parking, there's a lot of parking. There's a considerable amount of space on the parking. So parking would not be an option. Would not be an issue. My apologies. And school security will be also on the compound as well.
Okay. And what will there be food?
Yes, there will be food. Of course, there will be food. We have numerous vendors who will be joining us in this event. Some of those we will leave nameless at this point. Yes, so there will be food. There will be bars at the event. So feel free. Once you come, you're going to have a good time. You're going to be relaxed. You're going to have food, drinks. If you want something light, you'll be able to get something light. Chicken wings, maybe your side order, macaroni, etc. Or you can get something a bit heavier. similar to the bar. We will have soft drinks as well as alcoholic drinks.
So I need to come with some money and come prepared to dance and come prepared to have some fun.
Yes, sir.
Good. And this is
yes, so definitely bring those dancing shoes. The event was really a success last year, and we're trying to build on top of that and have it even better this year.
Good. So it was a homecoming weekend. What do you mean by that?
Yes, so the homecoming weekend, normally what we do is we would have 2 days back-to-back relative to the school event. So we would have the Night Under the Stars that will take place on Friday night, and then we anticipate to have what we call the Sakarama on that Saturday.
Ah, I see. So it's a two-day event, but the PTA is in charge of this first day, which is going to be on Friday. And this is where you have an Evening Under the Stars, and the tickets are $30. And this is going to be on May 1st, Friday?
Yes, yes, May 1st.
And you said the gates open at 7:30?
7:30, the gates will open. We know most persons won't reach till about 8:30, but the gates will be open from 7:30.
And they can start buying food from then and waiting for the rest of people to come and catch me up.
Yeah, we will be able to.
And before you go, remind me on where all I can buy tickets from.
Okay, so once again, the tickets can be purchased from Saks front office. Also, it can be purchased from Comprehensive Pharmacy on Madera Street thing, or any SAC alumni or the board members. Or you can also call 477-7362 or 558-1069.
Nice. I appreciate it and wish you good luck with this event that is happening on May 1st. It's the St. Augustine's College PTA Homecoming Weekend. And on an Evening Under the Stars, right, the tickets are $30. It's going to be a throwback party on May 1st, 2026 at St. Augustine's College Red Square. I assume if you have a red square, you must have a blue square someplace. It says on Bernard Road, Nassau, the Bahamas. Gates open up at 7:30. Tickets locations at SAC Front Office, Comprehensive Pharmacy on Madera Street. And of course, you can get it from any PTA board members. And they said also SAC alumni representatives. You can get it from there. It's a cash only event. And of course, food and drinks are going to be on sale. And this is an adult only party. So we good. So can do your summary and then I go straight to a commercial break, Kermit. And thank you very much. I'm kind of excited for this. It's May 1st. This event is happening.
Yes, it is.
Yes. So we thank you so much for having us, and we look forward to seeing all of you at our special event, May 1st at 7:30. So just come out, relax, have a good time, and just break away.
AM, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
Call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
You try to rest, go with the best. For all your printing needs, there'll be no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join the Better Serve My Country, as well as the Better Myself.
We train the help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of identity, a sense of purpose, and a sense means of patriotism.
This program isn't about only the individuals. It is about the country.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news.
Foreign commercial banks have been closing across our islands. For thousands of Bahamians, our country's post office savings banks are a lifeline, providing safe and secure banking. But Michael Pindart says,
we will abolish the bank through the post office system.
That's a risk Bahamians can't afford. That's why the Prime Minister is making post office savings banks stronger to protect Bahamian families and small businesses who rely on them. Paid for by the PLP.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, this is C.A. Nuri, and we are back. And I finally get my other guest who's in studio. We have B&T, who's in studio. They have a whole contingent. They're already debating on which one of them are going to speak. I'm going to have all of them speak today.
Oh,
yeah,
boy.
All of them going to speak today, right? Because they have a big event coming up on Saturday. Is it Saturday?
Yes.
And that's Ms. Cox talking right now. So introduce yourself for me. And then tell us about what the big event is happening on Saturday and why my child say that we got to duck and go all the way to something called,
Primeval.
Primeval. You say some kind of caves or something down there. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so I'm going to let you do that and then you explain it to me.
Okay. So my name is Solana Cox. Mm-hmm. I'm a membership officer at the Bahamas National Trust. And we're here to talk to you today about National Parks Day. So National Parks Day is the Bahamas National Trust annual celebration of our national park system held in Rec Day. So we're going to have a lot of parks open this Saturday, April 25th, in recognition of Earth Day.
And what do you mean by Earth Day?
Earth Day. So we celebrating, that's basically us trying to save the world. We're just trying to save the world.
It reminds me of that Captain Planet cartoon.
Right.
Yeah.
So we're trying to pretend like we're Captain Planet.
Okay. So we're celebrating Earth Day, and then National Trust have a number of spots.
Right.
That you can take advantage of. Kind of tell me the names of the various spots, because I know even Grand Bahama have spots that you go there
yes.
too.
Yes.
So give me the whole Bahamas in terms of where all we can go and why we should go to these places.
Okay. So we're going to have Primeval National Park. We're going to be open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're going to have the Retreat Gardens open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to have the Rand Nature Center in Grand Bahama. They're going to be open all day. The Inagua National Park. We have the Exuma Keys Land and Sea Park. And we're going to have the Abaco National Park.
I didn't know it was that many. So let's stick to New Providence first.
Okay.
You call it someplace called Primeval. You need to describe them and convince them that this Saturday, mm-hmm. they need to go down to Primeval. And right. Is it free or they got to pay?
Oh, no, it's free.
Everything free?
It's free.
Oh, we can take advantage of this then.
Right. So it's basically us encouraging you to come out and touch grass.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes, you know, you coop up in this radio station all day and you don't get to go out. You know, you got things to do. This is the one day you could go out there and just relax, breathe in some fresh air, take advantage of some outdoor activities.
Okay, so let's start over and describe the first venue on New Providence. You mentioned Primeval. What is that?
So Primeval Forest is basically the last remaining old growth coppice forest in New Providence. So that's basically a reflection of the fauna that you would have found here during when the Awaks were here.
So it's very primitive, right. rustic oriented, right?
Right.
So anything that there's a draw that you say, man, you got to come and see that?
They have some really good. Mm. So there would be some caves that would have been dug out like from the last ice age or so.
Mm-hmm.
And so very primitive. We have the Black Coppice Forest. That's a natural forest that's found here. Some people think that pine forest is the natural forest. No, Black Coppice Forest.
And where is Primeval located?
Okay, so you know when you're trying to go to Albany,
mm-hmm.
right? So you turn off that road and you pass, you're passing the highway that would take you out to Adelaide. So you're going to pass the highway and then the first corner right after the highway on the left-hand side, you're going to turn through there, and that's where Apartheid Jacamus is a big sign, say like Prime Evil.
So that's Prime Evil. There's some place called Bonefish something? Is that a part of it?
No, the tides were not conducive to us having activities at Bonefish National Park.
Mm-hmm.
But hopefully we'll have something there for World Ocean Day.
Okay.
So look out for that.
Okay. So I just want to make sure I get New Providence covered.
Mm-hmm.
So for this event, for Saturday, we have the Prime Evil. Is there any other spots for this event?
Well, let me first let you know what's happening at Prime Evil.
More stuff happening at Prime Evil?
We're having stuff. It's stuff, things on things on things.
Okay.
All right. So 8 a.m., we're going to have yoga. At 1 p.m., we're going to have snake handling. You know, we got some natural, some state snakes that are indigenous to the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to touch them, learn about them. We're going to have pottery class throughout from 8 to 4, held by Scotch Bonnet. And then we're going to have wine sampling by Caribbean Wines and Spirits.
Oh.
So from 8 to 4, you can check out Prime Evil for us. Remember, entry is free. The activities are free. The wine is free.
So is it the day with the kids, the day with your loved mm-hmm. ones, and you just spill a gate?
Yeah. Just have a good time. $3.99.
And you start from what time?
8 a.m. to 4.
Early is 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then all the way to 4.
To 4.
Okay, your next place.
So we got the Retreat Gardens.
Where's the Retreat Gardens?
On Village Road across from Queens College.
Oh, okay, I know where that is.
Right. So that's going to be from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay.
So this is probably the most accessible and park-friendly. If you got strollers or you got a cane or a walker,
mm-hmm.
that would be the park for you.
Okay.
All right. So
and this event can be free too?
This entry is free.
I'm just making sure the free part is being said again and again. Okay.
Again, free.
Yes.
All right. So
anything else happening there?
So we got a lot of activities happening at the retreat. So the retreat is one of the largest palm collections in the Caribbean. And we're lots of booths, workshops. So we're going to have, I'm going to try to run through it real quickly, okay? So we're going to have games and activity stations, coloring competition. We're going to have a national parks passport activity, planting station, life-size puzzles, park quest experience, clay carving workshop with Casa Bar Studio, sip and paint with Art and Soul. We're going to have pottery, food, drinks, desserts, plants on sale, and we're going to have live music.
You say plants could be on sale?
Yeah, man.
I like plants. They're saying I like plants.
What's your favorite plant?
That one which you don't have to water it much. Like, look, almost look like a cactus, but they have like a bloom.
Okay.
It's like, it looks like a cactus, but it ain't a cactus.
Okay.
No, not a bromeliad. I have bromeliad too. No, it's like I have pictures of it on my phone.
Okay.
It's like, it's not like the hanging one that you just put on the fence
mm-hmm.
without the dirt. Mm-hmm. This one has dirt, but you don't water it.
Okay, I love that for you.
Okay. Succulents! I appreciate you. You're quiet over there. It took me a while. Yes, I love succulents.
Okay.
Any succulents can be there?
I'm sure
of it. Yeah, don't worry. I'll be asking for succulents.
Okay. Yeah. So that's if you want to buy some succulents, mm-hmm. though, you want to come to the retreat.
Yes.
Gardens from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Okay, that's a good time.
All right. And then whilst we're here, if you're going to come out to the National Parks Day, you might as well become a member so you could access the parks for free year-round.
How does one become a member?
Well, we're going to have a booth set up at both parks,
mm-hmm.
All the parks, actually, and you can sign up right there. Or you can check us out at bnt.bs, and you mm-hmm. can sign up online.
Okay. So that's New Providence we have.
Right.
That's everything for New Providence.
Correct.
Let's move to Grand Bahama.
Okay, so you're going to come out to the Ryan Nature Center. So
what's that? I haven't made it to Grand Bahama yet. I don't know how Grand Bahama's at. Yeah, but there's, so there's an event, and there's the, what do you call it? The Rand? Grand?
The Rand Nature Center.
I believe that's the one with that cave system, right? But anyway.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
That's the Lucaya National Park.
They have that many stuff over
we
there.
We got three parks in Grand Bahama.
Who knew? Who knew?
You know we 33 national parks.
I don't know nothing. That's why you're here to tell me now.
Just like I was telling Sawyer Boy. So just how the good Lord give us dominion over this earth,
mm-hmm.
the Bahamas government give us custodian over 33 national parks covering 2.2 million acres.
Who knew we had that many parks?
Now you know.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard or I just read that they have one where they have them seahorses. I'm not sure you'll have access
to
that.
That's not open to the public as yet.
Not as yet.
I won't go swimming that, but I know they say that's legal. I'm just saying.
I think it's illegal right
if
now.
If they have horses in the ocean, I won't swim with the horses right. inside the ocean. I'm just saying.
You just keep your air out. Keep your air to the road so you can know when it's open.
What else can behaviors experience on Saturday?
So we got the Rand Nature Center. We're going to have an eco-fashion show. We're going to have a spoken word competition. We're going to have kids activities, hiking, and art expo. And then Inagua National Park, we're going to have flamingo tours.
That's Grand Bahama that you mentioned.
That's Grand Bahama.
So now we move into Inagua.
Okay. So then now we're going to have flamingo tours every hour on the hour, and we're going to have bird walks. Now we're moving on to Exuma Keys, Land and Sea Park.
Is flamingo still protected?
Yes.
So it's not hush-hush meat no more?
Oh, absolutely not.
No?
No hush-hush for you.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I can miss out that tour. I'm just saying, if you're going to have food there, you should be able to serve some.
Maybe with the wild pork they're catching out there, they're trying to kill the flamingos.
But not flamingos.
Right.
Okay. No, it's just accent. Yeah. Continue.
Right.
Continue.
So we got the Exuma Keys Land and Sea Park. We're going to have hiking, kayaking, and snorkeling.
And again, all this is free?
Free 99.
Nice.
Okay, and then last park that's going to be open on Abaco National Park. So you're going to have guided bird walking experiences.
And how many parks did we have in total in the Bahamas?
33.
I didn't know that, no.
Well, now you know.
33 different experiences that behemoths could take advantage of. Mm-hmm. And on Saturday coming up, we have various parks that are open.
Right.
That you can attend free. And there are a number of activities that you and your family get to participate in and get to know about the parks in general. And then just have fun and take advantage of all the free things. Good. You're whispering amongst each other but not talking to me.
I just want to tell you about the cups that we have on sale at Starbucks.
Oh, okay.
So in recognition of Earth Day, you can purchase a Starbucks Earth Day reusable cup. And 100% of the proceeds will go to support the Bahamas National Trust.
Nice.
So they are on sale at Starbucks Harbor Bay.
Is that
Palm
your cup
Day,
or that's a cup you brought cable, in for me free?
Southwest that's, Plaza. No, you got to support. It's $3.
Well, she has a cup. She
that's
can
my cup.
It.
You can't have it. You cannot.
Okay. I know for next
$3 at Starbucks.
That's affordable. I can afford that.
Yeah, so you could support the cause.
Yeah. And you say you buy that at Starbucks. You don't buy that at the various...
No, that's going to be a sale in store at Starbucks. Remember I say Harbor Bay, Palmdale, Cable Beach, and Southwest Plazas.
I like that. I like that. I really like that cup. I mean, you could leave the cup with me.
You giving me the $3 to repurchase my cup?
And I say I'd like it no more. Anyway, so let's do a recap before we take another conversion break. Let's do a recap of what all is happening this Saturday. This Saturday at the various entities for the BNT and what we're celebrating again.
So it's National Parks Day. This is our way of recognizing Earth Day, which was yesterday, but we're going to celebrate it on Saturday. We're going to have Primeval Forest open from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. We got the retreat, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We got the Rand Nature Center. We got the Inagua National Park. We got Exuma Keys Land and Sea Park. And we got the Abaco National Park. So we have all these parks open. They are free 99. You can access them. Lots of activities going on. It's not going to be a day you'll forget.
I could just wear slippers or wear some nice tennis sneakers and just come
walk. I think you would prefer tennis, but slippers is okay.
Yeah. But see, I like to be able to run through bush and thing.
You want to touch you want your toes to touch the ground.
Not really touch the ground. I mean, I prefer to have my feet covered. But
so
I
then tennis
but I won't
is
be able
more
to be able to run.
Keep them enclosed.
Yeah,
keep them enclosed. Something that can handle the terrain. Whatever that may be on that day that you...
Now you're talking, but you don't want to talk on the mic. Introduce who all inside the studio so let my listening audience know that I'm not talking to myself.
No, he's not crazy.
There are a number of people from BNT right here. Go ahead.
So we have Taj Thurston. She's our digital marketing officer.
So that's why she's taking my picture.
Yes. Okay. So you're going to be on IG.
Good.
Yeah, and you can follow us at Bahamas National Trust on Instagram. And we also just started a TikTok page at WeRBNT. We also have Alexis Hannah here with us. She is
corporate donor relations officer for the BNT.
Mm-hmm. Okay, nice. I just want to make sure everyone got a chance to talk, even though yours whisper.
And we appreciate it very much.
I'm excited about this Saturday. Ms. Cox, thanks very much for passing through and letting my listening audience know that a lot of activities are happening. You have to go to the rallies. You can go to these family-fused events, right? And go and hang out. Go and hang out. Go take some pictures.
Right.
Go in some caves and see what all happening there. Right? Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM. We take another commercial break. We're going to have a simple open line on Thursday. Give these last minutes to you. Whatever you want to talk about for the last few minutes. We'll be right back.
Roll with the best for all your printing needs. There ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it. Just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is the National Youth Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train the help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the youth discover a sense of identity, a sense of purpose, and a sense of patriotism.
This program isn't about only the individuals. It is about the country.
Beulah Gal, can you believe this? We are now the patrol queens of the neighborhood.
We now large and in charge. So we need to check out what's going on in everybody yard. What about that gun that we know that Junior and his homeboys just ran out? Can we report that too?
Of course we can.
But we could be in deep trouble if they find out.
We need to report what we see, Beulah. When you call Crime Stoppers, they just answer your call in Miami.
So then we can report everything? Guns, where they hiding the drugs, who shoot who part of which gang, or who disturbing the peace with the loud music and the motorcycles.
Then our neighborhood will be the best in the Bahamas, and everybody gonna want to come live here. And then our house price will go
bring on. What's the number?
If you see something, say something. Let us all pitch in and stop the crime before it's your time. Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands. Or text us through the Crack Crime Bahamas app. Stop the crime before it's your time.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
And welcome back to Guardian Radio AM for our last 15 minutes. We're going to have an open line Thursday. Of course, there's one or two things I would like to bring out to the public in case you want to discuss it. I see the lines just got lit up. A lot of people want to have the... Let me just go to the phone lines one time and engage this caller. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM. You're live.
Hello.
Hello. Sparky, that's you?
Hello.
You're live, Sparky. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Dewey, how you doing? Spark here.
Yes.
You still got the people there from the Bahamas and ourselves, trust?
No, they just left.
Hello, can I hear you?
They just left.
Hello?
They left already.
Yeah, I wanted to find out about how we're pulling down off the Friday State, where they were supposed to be maintaining that pond. They had a boardwalk out there, the children and people could go out on the boardwalk to watch the birds and the ducks and everything. Now the whole boardwalk, must be some bad construction, fall down into the pond. At least they're on 6-7 years now. They've been promising to come and repair it or build a new one. Bushes has grown up till nearly to the lamp pole wire height. They never maintain that, and they keep saying they come to move the indigenous trees. All they do is cut along the verge on the side of it, and we can't even see the pond or the lake no more. We know it behind the bushes, but we can't even see it no more. We can't see the birds, the ducks, the geese, nothing no more. You see? They just talk, but they don't want nobody to touch it. We was trying to clean it up the other day. They tell us don't touch it because it belonged to them from the government. But they don't maintain nothing. They're always talking about it, traveling all around the Bahamas, but they don't maintain nothing. Have a good day.
Thank you very much, Sparky. if I remember correctly, I'm almost certain that that doesn't come under Harold Pond itself, doesn't come under the purview of the National Trust, right? Because I have a vivid memory of interviewing them and asking them about it, because they were, the pond itself was infested with monkey tail, whatever that spiky plant was, and they said that particular pond and the one by it does not come under the purview of the National Trust. And yes, it is overrun. I remember in the past taking that pathway, the boardwalk, and walking through that. It has been completely cut off for the last 10 maybe odd years now. Very unfortunate. It was a beautiful pond. I'm not sure who's responsible for taking care of that, but I can almost put my hand on the chopping blocks and say it's not the BNT. That's not part of their park responsibility. That's another agency. And unfortunately, you are right. The area is in disrepair, and hopefully in the future, immediate future, whoever is responsible for that is able to correct that, and that becomes more interactive. Cattails, that's what the name of it, cattails, the tree that is overrunning the pond there. There's an editorial, or at least a letter to the editor, asking whether Bahamian voters are looking at politicians as God, right? It's an interesting letter. You can buy the Guardian. Let me make sure it was sent to me. I didn't get to read it yet. I'd read the caption of it. Let me see which newspaper that was. No, actually, it was the Tribune. Say, worshiping political leaders instead of God. And I wonder if that is a true statement. Do Bahamians in general make excuses, overly defend our politicians instead of having them be the right? And to the point where we expect them to have a certain lifestyle way beyond us, that we give them tributes, right? And like the writer said, we worship them in terms of adoration more than we should. I wonder if that is a concern, right? That we are heading down a slippery slope in terms of how we view our leaders, right? Whatever they say, it has become gospel, and that we no longer hold our politician accountable because we cherish them to a certain extent where we say, no, leave them alone. That's my politician. He belongs to me. She belongs to me. I see there is an article about public disclosures being worthless, and I wonder if that has any merit to it. There are a number of Bahamians who are concerned about the declaration of their politicians, whether it's something that can be scrutinized, something that can be measured, something that can be checked, right? And the question whether there's any checks and balances, or the politicians can put anything on the document. And I think the document is sealed by a JP, right? Who notarized it and said, well, this is what the politician is swearing as being the truth, and that there is no interrogation of that after that. And should we be concerned? There are a number of politicians whose wealth has increased. And their explanation was that was good. And then you wonder, what type of business were you in, right? How actively were you involved in your business? Is this a something that we can go and check to say, well, yes, business was good for you, and this is your income over the years? There are a number of people saying that the items, the information does not seem to make sense, right? I see we have three Bahamians also who's going to be playing in the playoffs. I think it's going to be first time ever. It's like something in history. I see that they're giving kudos to Buddy Heal. They're giving kudos to VJ Edgecombe and Aiton They're all going to be in the playoffs. And it's going to be a big thing. It's something that we should celebrate, something that we should recognize and coin and put out there to let the world know that Bohemians are ranking highly in basketball. It's something that we should be proud of and herald. So I'm hoping that a number of sports writers recognize these athletes and praise all of our athletes in general. So that was top four, right? And reading the headlines in the paper, I see there's an outcry regarding the permanent secretary who's wearing PLP paraphernalia. And when you try to choose a word? It was a concern because we read what general orders were the other day, and we're going in detail trying to explain what it is. And it mentioned a number of people, it's called primary people, who should not be politicking. And the permanent secretary is one of those people mentioned. So a number of people are concerned on whether he went against the rules and what should happen regarding that. I know the good gentleman retired and was brought back, right? And maybe the rules are different for people who have retired and brought back, right? So that is a discussion that those who follow politics, those who know the rules of general orders, need to have and be public with it. So the listening audience and the public will be aware. And we need to now edify ourselves in terms of what. And so even though there may be some missteps, this is when we should take the opportunity. We need to take the opportunity to educate the Bohemian people on what should happen so we can create a culture that we all can be proud of. So I'm hoping that someone take the opportunity to explain such. I see the PLP and the FDM continue to do their rally. One was in Abaco, one was in Andres, and they put in the case on why they should be the government or either return or be put into the government. And we need to start measuring successes and see and measure what was promised reference to or compared to what was accomplished. And hopefully in the future we'll have a show on that, have a list of things that was promised by the Progressive Liberal Party. Right? Especially low-hanging fruits that were easy. I see the Rasta is still up in arms about the promise of honor and being able to have access to their sacrament. That debate continues, right? We have no idea where it is. We assume that the laws and everything was going to be passed and implemented this term. That didn't happen. So I guess we'll be waiting until next term and see what it is. But we still have a caller here. Let me engage this caller. And let me read this text in the meantime. It said, morning, I feel it's abundantly clear that the MPs do not need a pay raise. So if talks about it ever comes up again anytime soon, we must tell them it is not happening. And that's a conversation we need to have, though. If these MPs are rich, rich, do they need a raise? Because I was lobbying for that the MPs need a raise. I was lobbying that the MPs need a raise. But when you're seeing these incomes they're making, right? It now question, why do these But then again, if you want quality members of parliament, you need to pay them quality. Or you can have people who sponging. Let's go to this caller. Guiding Radio AM caller, you're live.
Hey, morning, Jay.
Good morning, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I hear you mentioned Kermit. Kermit all today.
No, Kermit, I normally call his name. I'm watching him, right? He's right there. He's there.
Okay, hey, what's up, guys? I'm glad you brought up the controversy with, I think it was the parliament secretary or general who was wearing the colors and the paraphernalia.
Mr. Melvin Seymour is his name.
Yeah. So, you know, when we go to the bank and we fill out the form for the loan and it says, are you a PEP?
Yes, PEP.
Politically exposed person?
Yes.
Doesn't everybody in the Bahamas fall under a PEP? Because, I mean, to be particular about it, for instance, when the TLP was asked why was so much money expended in the parks and recreation. TLP said, well, the government prior to us did the same thing. So every excuse that the government uses for every, I guess, political scandal, every controversial issue, is the same thing that we do as Bahamians. Because most Bahamians who get the government contract, they are politically exposed people. So they should not be eligible to get a private loan from a commercial bank. They should not be eligible for most services that prevents a PEP person to pretty much engage in. So it should be actually a sector of society who does not actually choose to engage in political activities. We should be scot-free. But we get painted with this broad paintbrush that everybody is either PLP or FNM, and if you get a contract, you're either a friend, family, or lover, and that is not the case. Mm-hmm. So could you please explain what is this PEP for us that don't know? Thanks for taking that call.
Thank you very much. I see you trying to beat me there. Politically exposed persons who are intimately involved in politics. Mind you, in this Bahamas, we have a lot of lay persons who have their MP's phone numbers, who have the Prime Minister's phone number. They can text the Prime Minister, and the Prime Minister texts them back and say, hi, we know the Prime Minister. That's for being small, by the first name. But even though we have a casual relationship into the Bahamas, my word, as we walk about and know our politicians by name because of how small our society, a politically exposed person is more intimate, right? You do business with them, dealings with them, that you people would say is nepotism involved. So that's why what politically exposed means. We have another caller here. I want, right? And can they do that? Isn't it a constitutional right to vote? How can you be barred from voting, right? I want to know the legality of it. All of our constitutional lawyers now are politically exposed now. They all want to run in politics instead of defending the Bahamian people's rights. And this is something that we must discuss, I think. Now, mind you, I think this woman needs to get locked up, right? That's just me, right? But how can you ban her from voting? Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM, you're live.
Morning, C. Hope you're doing well.
Doing well.
Hey, let me just ask you something. If you would ask these politicians why they want to get into the politics, what is the first thing they tell you?
They want to serve their people.
Right. They want to be of service.
Yes.
You believe them, CA?
Me?
Do you believe that they really want to serve the people, or are they serving themselves?
Boy, I always question whether another shoe would drop. Like, what's your intentions? Like, you can help serve the people, especially these multimillionaires, without going into government. So right. I'm not sure what policy is that you're trying to implement or massage in. But
And then, like, the first thing that when they get in there, what do? They turn their phone off, so you don't hear from them, you know, thing. But, I want to be a servant leader. Oh, vote for me, and I will be there for you. I will not be like the other guys. You know, I know your last lover beat you up. I'm different now, you know. And so all you do, like Tate say, all the, you know, they all, every 5 years, they sell us a dream that the next 5 years can be better.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, and you, we just go on repeat the cycle. Just keep on this thread, just going round the mulberry bush, going round and round. You know, I mean, the PLP said that they were going to do the national development plan.
They're still pending on that. That's still plotting.
Pardon me?
That's still being done.
It's being done?
So they say. I know.
I mean, is it medium rare now?
Well, it's in a slow cooker. It can take time.
I like that.
It can take time.
That's slow. That's no cooker mercy on 500 years
before
it gets finished.
It takes some time.
I mean, it's all we want is good governance, you know. That's all I know there's some people who thrive on who eat when these parties get in and so on and so forth. But for the most part, we just want good governance. We just want things to work. We want to see out the laws that are that are on the books, that they are obeyed from the government down. And so we just want, I mean, for me, order in our societies. We want to see these perpetrators. Because, see, I like yesterday, I understand that there are two persons who were caught with fraudulent passport. Okay. They are the perpetrators. Where are the facilitators?
Mm.
Why weren't they brought before the court? You know, we always hear these, but what about the people who are facilitating them? I'm sure they are not working in isolation,
mm-hmm.
and it's not going to stop until we get to the root of the problem. Because if you bring a foreign passport in, I mean, if you don't tell me how and where you got it from, I give you another 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but you're giving them bail. You're giving them all kind of foolishness, and they have our national documents and things like that, and we can't find out who and how and where. Mm. Man, something is wrong with that, man. We can't be that so steeped in corruption that we can't find out what is going on in our country, man.
I appreciate you, and I agree with you. I have the same concern. This lady who named Vanny Brutus. I don't know where the Brutus them from. I don't know if that's a Lutheran name or if that's a Long Island name, but I don't know no Brutus besides the one in Shakespeare who assassinated Caesar. But this Vanny Brutus pled guilty, saying that she basically said the wrong address, that she lived in one constituency and she didn't live in that constituency, and that she was planning to register in the next one. It seems odd. It seems odd. It seems intentional. But she was found guilty as she pleaded. And I think she's barred from attaining a voter's card for the next, after admitting that she gave a false statement to the Parliamentary Registration Department while trying to change. She's purposely trying to change her address last month. And Vanny Brutus, 44, admitted that for the purpose of being registered as a voter, she gave a false statement under oath to a revising officer claiming that she lived on an unnamed road on the Southern Shores constituency on March 30th. I think we need to investigate that some more. Anyway, it's finally 12 o'clock. Lord have mercy. This has been Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. You have a wonderful day.
This is the National New Guard program designed to train young people to help the Bahama Islands in times of disaster.
I decided to join to better serve my country as well as to better myself.
We train the help in search and rescue,
electrical, plumbing, and carpentry.
And things that they can actually expand on in their careers.
Young people who join the Youth Guard program discover a sense of identity, a sense of purpose, and a sense of patriotism.
This program isn't about only the individuals. It is about the country.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.